Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We got Larry on his phone down there. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, hanging in. Just trying to write all the news down, and it sure is fast-paced.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things going on behind the scenes. Hopefully we don't have any classical music overplaying the show tonight like we did last show. I want to read Psalm 2 again, and this is directed to the people who do those kind of things, who think they're really being very wise and very smart by censoring conservative news and the truth. So anyway, here's what the Lord has to say to all you folks out there that like to do that sort of thing. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Now, if this was, this would be what Hillary Clinton would interpret that to mean. Let's get rid of all the delusional deplorables, those filthy Christians, Bill of Rights, constitutionalists, gun owners, and all who cling to their Bibles and their guns, and those who stand for truth, justice, and the American way, and all who oppose us. Well, let's just crush them, let's kill them, and rid the earth of all of them. Now, getting back to what the Lord would say to people like Hillary Clinton, Schumer, and Nancy Pelosi, and the rest of them, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. So on the last show, and I'm sure Deep State did it, we can't get a reply out of Blog Talk as to how that happened. And there's no way it could happen in my mind unless it's deliberate. Anyway, they played classical music on our last show, for the whole show, by the way, for the whole 30 minutes. And you couldn't listen in. You could only listen by phone. So if that happens again, folks, and we don't have classical music and you can hear this, simply call the host call-in number, not the host call-in number, but the visitor number, and you can listen by phone. And anyway, to me, it's utterly foolish on the part of people like Zuckerberg or whatever he calls himself from Facebook and all those guys that are manipulating all of this. It's total foolishness. And the reason it is because you can't change anything, Deep State. It's all written in the book of the future. It's called the Holy Bible. And you cannot touch it. The Lord made it so that you cannot alter it, no matter what you try to do. In fact, what you're doing is you are fulfilling the very things outlined 2,500 years ago. And as I said before, I don't understand how people who are relatively intelligent can't but wonder, why is all that happening? Why are we doing what we're doing? After all, this was in the book, the good book. And the problem is, of course, with Deep State and I like what Larry has said from time to time about how the elite, the bigwigs who pull the strings, are the most deceived of all. And one of the deceptions you're in is you are locked in the matrix. and you cannot escape no matter where you go or attempt to hide. It's not going to work. The Bible clearly says you would try to hide. You would go to outer space. You would go underneath the oceans. You would go into the holes in the mountains, and you would attempt to hide. It's all written down there that you would do this. And the Lord says, it's not going to do you 1 ounce of good. You're lost in the matrix. You're locked into the matrix. Humanity, when it fell into the matrix. They went from a very high frequency to a middle range frequency. And then when you die, if you don't solve this problem, you go to a very, very low frequency. And you're still locked in the matrix from which you can never escape. Anyway, that's about where it is. You rejected only the one escape that's ever been offered to humanity. There's only one way out. There's only one method out. There's only one escape route to get you out of here. So I guess my advice to all those in deep state that have fun doing all this, have your fun now, because your fun's only going to last for a very short time. And then you will perish, and your screams of torment will not be heard by anyone, because you're going to be totally alone, rightfully so. I've watched what's going on in Washington. I want to get into that first, Larry. It's just this business of this impeachment in secret by Communist Schiff, Communist Pelosi, Communist Schumer, and the rest of them. I've never seen anything like it, but I have to say, I don't think I've ever seen anything like it when it comes to the American people, who are absolutely twiddling their thumbs, doing nothing to stop one of the most lawless operations in the history of the United States. What you people are watching out there is the taking down of the American Constitution, taking down the American law system. You're watching it wrecked, and yet I see no news at all about anyone screaming to Congress, emailing Congress, phone calling Congress. Nothing. Nothing at all. You're going down. I've warned people for the last 20-some-odd years, you're going down. Everybody laughed. Everybody mocked. No, 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 no. America's not ever going to go down. Well, you are going down. You look at what Trump does. Not what he says, what he does. What deep state does. You're going down. You are not going to escape. That's why I wrote those two books on frequency and another one called Finding Home. You have but one route, and most people, most Christians, stand before the Lord utterly, and I would have to say 90 to 95% of all Christians, according to the Bible itself, stand before the Lord utterly, completely rejected, because they bought into a fake gospel that Peter, Paul, John, and Jesus Christ warned about. And it's just falling on deaf ears. The word repentance does not appear in the American Christian vocabulary. Without repentance, you perish. I'll make it very simple. Without repentance, true biblical repentance, you will perish. You will perish. Not my words, the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that goes for deep state, that goes for humanity, that goes for all the religions in the world. There's only one name under the heavens by which anyone can be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Whether you like it or don't like it is totally immaterial. What you believe about it is totally immaterial. You're in the matrix, you're locked in the matrix, and there is no other person in the history of the world that had the keys to unlock the matrix. You reject it, you die in your sins. The Bible is 100% true. It's been proven mathematically. It's true. The odds are quadrillions and quadrillions to one that the Bible is a pack of lies. I wouldn't take those odds if I was anyone in deep state that had any brains, whatever. But I'm beginning to wonder if they have any brains. I listen to Pelosi and I listen to what they say. And I can't imagine they got two brain atoms even running in their heads. I've never seen such insanity. How about you, Larry? What do you think about all this? I mean, to me, it's just ridiculous.
Well, I kind of consider the fact that, you know, it brings me up to that biblical term, reprobate mind. I think they've already achieved that, and they can't do anything else. I don't think they can turn around and go the other way. They're already in it. They're in it too deep. They're in the reprobate mind, and I don't think they know how to change.
Yeah, I think, you know, once the die is cast, I guess it's cast, you go to a point of literally no return. And I do remember the dream vision I had. I don't recall. I don't want anybody to believe it came from the Lord. But when I was taken to Washington and shown what they do down there, and the Holy Spirit made it so strong. They have been weighed in the balance, basically, and found wanting. I'm paraphrasing what I was told, but that's what it meant, that it was over. And no matter what they did, it did not matter, that they had been weighed in the balance and found wanting, and they were going to be utterly, totally destroyed. So I know Deep State listens to some of this. You're going to be destroyed. I don't know what else to tell you people. You may think with CERN and all your big weapons and your TR-3Bs and all your other hidden stuff, you're going to win this. No, you're not. You can't possibly win it. It's totally irrational. It's total insanity to think you can beat your creator. I don't see where the brain power is here at all. The Creator upholds everything there is. Every weapon you hold in your hands, He can dissolve it. I don't care how advanced it is. With a tweak of His tiny fingernail, He can rearrange the entire physics of the world. And thus everything you think you have discovered is gone. Then what are you going to do? This is the irrationality of the pot asking the person who made the pot, what are you doing? Doesn't work, folks. Doesn't work. When I met Jesus Christ, he told me one thing. I'll never forget it. Do you agree that love runs this universe? God is a spirit. God is love. All He has to do is take away all your weapons and crush you like ants. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why people can't even figure this one out with just simple logic. But you know, Larry, I think what's happened is we've moved totally out of logic. We've move totally out of the ability to connect the dots into the realm of what you police officers would have said is a domestic, where there is no rational thought. It's only totally emotion. And that's where Satan comes in, even on the people on the walk. He comes in on your emotions. He comes in that way. This is very logical. When you go in and buy a house, for example, and you sign the papers, I suppose one could get emotional over it, but really it's just a legal transaction. You have the paperwork, you've got the title deed, you walk out, and that's it. Well, it works the same way when it comes to salvation. It works the same way. It's not emotional. Satan is making this emotional because he knows he can trap most of the human race through emotionalism. rather than logic, rather than connecting the dots, rather than thinking rationally. Anyway, where do we go from here, Larry? It doesn't appear to me from what I'm watching in Washington there's any rational thinking at all.
No, it appears, you know, America just basically is a big domestic now. And there's absolutely, you know, there's no dialogue. There's no way to do dialogue because one is so diametrically opposed to the other. And, you know, I had an experience today, Stuart. It was really strange, kind of.
Yes.
You know, I had been, you know, I had forgot all about years ago when the earthquakes were popping around and there was a lot of activity. Remember I told you that I heard that something like a dry branch break and just snap.
Yes.
And I kind of at the time thought about New Madrid or earthquake in the country, and maybe that's still true. But ironically, today, you know, last night I watched the Trump, well, night before last, the Trump campaign, and then last night the one in Dallas. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
And by the way, they did arrest a guy that was armored up and had a gas mask and weapon and all of this trying to get into the Trump rally in Dallas. But ironically, you know, I watched all that hoopla, and then today they just went crazy. The whole news bureaus around the country went nuts. Anti-Trump this. You know, it doesn't even matter what he does or says. It doesn't even matter what he thinks. They don't care. They hate Trump. And what's so interesting, you know, they're pushing and pushing and pushing the American people. Now, the only thing that might stir the American people is if they push so hard they turn their couch over. That's the only thing I can think that would set them on fire a little bit. But, you know, I was thinking, I went out because I was so aggravated at all that was coming against Trump, even his own people around him betraying him right and left. And so I took a walk, and while I was on that walk, the Lord brought back that sound of that snap, that dry branch that snapped. And
mm-hmm.
something else, an idea kind of struck me, and I'd like your opinion on this, because of the fact that you remember Trump recently has really warned America in his last couple of campaigns that this is war, that this is a
yes.
civil war, that something's about to happen. And he needs support. He needs help. And he knows they're coming after him. And so what I was thinking on that walk, I heard that snap again kind of in the spirit. And it kind of, I felt a little bit enlightened that could it possibly be, Stuart, that the left pushes so hard, and we know they're pushing, thinking they've got this thing contained. What
yeah.
if they go across a line and the conservatives, the patriots, the Christians, the Jews, you know, the real people in America that are the real people, what if they suddenly snap like a dry twig? You ain't going to put that back in that box again. And I'm thinking that would only go to a civil war, but they've opened a Pandora's box, Stuart. I'm afraid in this nation that there's only one way out.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they are gunning for a revolution. They want a revolution. And they are pushing for it, and it probably goes along with Islam and the, you know, the Mahdi, the 12th Mahdi has to crawl up out of his well. Interesting place he comes from. That ought to tell people something. But anyway, the world has to break up. We have to go into chaos. That's I think Psalm 2 indicates that this whole thing is an engineered plot by Satan, obviously, with his controllers under him working this whole system, all of which are very, very deceived because they're all in the matrix. They're all fallen creatures. They don't even know it. And thus, of course, if a nuke were to fall on them and they are obliterated, that's when the matrix is revealed, is when you die, folks, when you die. That's when you find out you were in a matrix. And once you die and you have not settled this problem you have with the Lord, you'll find that in John, where he says, light has come into the world, and men hated the light and would not come to the light to have their deeds reproved. They loved darkness instead. the light in that is the divine love of God. That is the light of the world. And they would not come to the light to have their deeds reproved. In other words, they would not stand before the Lord to be judged, which is what that means, to be reproved, to be judged. And because they're fallen, because we are born fallen. Now, the Lord has made exemptions. I mean, a little kid is not responsible himself, herself, because they're fallen. So the Lord winks at that. But for the most part, for most of humanity, he does not wink. When Jesus came, he said, no, you've been shown. You don't have any excuse any further. So the whole thing has been revealed. And it's just too bad that people have rejected the scriptures. And as you know, Larry, the founding fathers said, look, if you leave the Bible morality and the ethics and whatnot behind, that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were written only for people who had that, the Ten Commandments and the biblical injunctions of ethics and morality. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. Well, they've torn that up. Even, you know, when you read some of these surveys of Christians, they don't, most of them don't even believe Satan exists. And that's another puzzle for me. If Satan doesn't exist, what did Jesus come down here for? You know, Satan is not real. There's no need for the Lord to come down here. If we're not fallen, there's no need for the Lord to come down here and do what he did. The irrationality of modern-day apostate Christians is just something to behold. I don't want to get on that rant too much, but here's something that came in from Steve Quayle, and I don't want to get into the detailed dream, but basically it says it looks like this detailed dream that God is warning through it of evacuation to site R, and it will be during some formal event or occasion that the event takes place, that it is about to happen, prelude to nukes flying. And in the dream, basically, they're taken to some underground facility. The lady in the dream gets a phone call, I guess, a warning, go to the to your underground bunkers. And they were going to some event. And there have been other Christians, I believe, Larry, you've probably heard of them too, where Washington is destroyed. In fact, wasn't it the movie series America with a K that Washington was taken out?
Well, I can't remember if they took it out, but I know they killed Congress, that's for sure, in that movie. That movie was with Chris Christopherson. Kind of interestingly, I found an old 2013 book series called America Reset by Mark Goodwin, and I was reading it, and it started out American Exit Strategy, Book 1, and really, really interesting because it was written during Obama's term. And in that book, by the way, if you haven't read it, Washington gets nuked. And I won't tell you how that happened or who did it, but yeah, there's a lot of, not only in books, Stuart, you know, the movies that have come out recently, White House Down and Olympus
yep.
Falling. And I mean, we've got signs everywhere. And of course, we do know dreams and visions are occurring and have been for a number of years. And, you know, and you're well aware that we were told that Atlanta and I believe the one in Colorado,
Denver?
Or Denver, was backup places if something happened to D.C.
Yeah, in fact, the CIA, and this is, I don't know how you can verify a lot of this unless you actually went down there and looked. But when I was out there in Denver, I was out there for a seminar or something, and we got into a cab and we're driving out of the airport, which is a very big complex. And he said, "I bet you don't know what's underground, what we're driving over." And I said, "No, what?" And he said, "A big city." He said, "There's a huge city under the airport, and it has tunnels going to other cities. And we now have truckers who have videotaped hundreds of miles of underground roadways. And scattered along them, of course, are these big underground cities and grocery stores and all kinds of stuff. It's unbelievable what they have accomplished there. And I know you're familiar with that, right, Larry?
Yeah.
So, anyway, here's another one. Russian earthquake thumpers off the West Coast have been turned on again. I do not know why they have are on in the most dangerous and fragile time for the whole West Coast. Pulse wave generators. We are over a dozen quakes above four, ignoring Ridgecrest, which still has its huge numbers building up. Big Tank Farm fire because of the quakes. New fault lines are opening up. What do you think? Are we going to have a quake there, or are we going to have the New Madrid go? Boom.
Well, we really just don't know which is first or how this is going to work, but there are a lot of new data, and I saw Standeo had put up some new stuff warning about California and that West Coast, too. And there's something going on. I did see a very interesting video and some photos reporting new fissures and cracks that are appearing out in the California desert. And actually, they're saying they're referring again to that Garlock fault that is a linchpin, basically. When it turns and starts to move, and we're seeing a lot of movement right now around that area.
Yeah,
that's
moving.
That may literally separate a portion of California. So, you know, we don't know, but this thing, something's building out there.
Yeah, and when it goes, it's, of course, you know, it's going to be bad news, I guess, for everybody. I'm trying to find this thing on paranormal. I wanted to get into that a little bit because we never get to it. Here's a couple of things paranormal. Glowing UFO changes speed over Russian city during a storm. UFO was caught over Russia last week. The eyewitnesses mistakenly identified it as ball lightning. However, ball lightning is not this big, nor can it change speeds like this does. Ball lightning has a size between that of a pea or 2 meters across. This UFO is huge, 20 to 30 meters across. No ball lightning has ever been recorded that big before. Also, this UFO seems to change speed as it gets closer to the eyewitnesses. The UFO speeds up, slows down dramatically, and speeds up again. Only an intelligently controlled device could have some speed over or control over its speed. It's not an aircraft. It had no wings. Its speed was too fast, and it's not a meteor. In fact, when I was a pilot for Burlington Northern and Northern Pacific, I was out in Billings, Montana at the airport. We'd stopped there to dump off some passengers, and we saw a ball of fire go over the airport. And they tried to write it off as a meteor, but it was going way too slow for a meteor. And everybody saw it, even the control tower people saw it. Now, as to what it was, who knows? My only other comment, what do you think that is, Larry? That could be plasma. Because plasma will do that.
Yeah, it's certainly
It changes
possible.
Shape, it changes color, bounces around, and then it eventually vanishes or speeds away.
It certainly could be, but then again, there's been a lot of UFO activity reported, especially recently, that's going on the West Coast and different portions of the country that seem to be craft of some kind.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. Here's another one. Here is a video of the most recent UFO sightings. A person saw several black rectangles moving in and out of the clouds over Baltimore. He managed to get some videos of the object that was moving silently. There are no wings, no ropes, no light, nothing of any kind, no windows, nothing that would signify that it was man-made. It's very odd to be over such a populated area, especially a busy shipping port. It almost looks as if one of these cargo boxes on a ship had just simply floated away into the sky. We're getting more and more reports, folks, and if you see something like that, let us know.
What's interesting, Stuart?
Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
I was going to just mention, you know, talking about the shape of that, you remember Charles Hall, or Charlie Hall, the
yes.
Air Force man that actually was, he worked out in an area around Las Vegas somewhere in the military impounds where they had what he called the tall whites. And he
yes.
said that a lot of those tall whites craft appeared to be something shaped like the train cars or something. And I was thinking that's very possible. Those are the tall whites, which, if you will, they could certainly be hybrids. But at the same time, you know, they certainly exist, and we're getting more and more reports, you know, involving the tall whites. And at the same time, there are reports that some of these have went hybrid and are embedded in humanity that could be living down the street from you. You just wouldn't hardly know the difference.
Yeah, they'd be kind of like albinos.
Yeah.
And then we got the reports of the black-eyed children that are really spooky. Yeah, there's all kinds of weird stuff going on. And then there is the Mothman sightings down in Chicago. We just got another one here, what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, of a Mothman down in Chicago. And you're going to see more and more. And Wolfman, there's a report of somebody that had a Wolfman sighting, red eyes, and really, really weird, weird stuff going on. And folks, the only reason I'm bringing a lot of this up is you're probably going to start seeing this stuff, and you can rebuke it. Here's the one on Phantoms and Monsters, Pulse of the Paranormal. We were chased by a hellhound. I believe my husband and I saw a hellhound. We live in rural northern Idaho. We both hunt, so we know everything about animals, even in pitch darkness. We don't have normal plumbing. We have to turn on an electric well every morning to fill it up. They got a big tank, and then they use gravity feed. We were taking a walk, and it got so dark, so we went back home. However, on our way home, we saw something not human, not animal, near one of the wells. It was hunched over like it was eating. We walked carefully closer, about 20 feet from this thing, trying to figure out what it is. Too large for a stray dog or wolf, too small for a bear. But what it was, it looked at us with red eyes. I've never been more scared in my life. My husband is scared of nothing. He was scared too. We took off running. We never ran so fast in our lives. It did chase us for a while, and then it just disappeared. We got to our house, and it was gone. We knew it was behind us somewhere. We left in the woods, but we couldn't see it. We locked all the windows and doors that night. Well, this is not just one of these, folks. These things are all over. And they're kind of like Bigfoot. And you have a lot of stuff down there where you are, Larry.
Yeah, and I've actually seen one of those that when I was on the mountain, it was behind the house, but they recently had a Russian professor. They brought him in. He was a researcher from Russia to talk about, you know, they have a Bigfoot festival here, you know, make a big deal out of it. And matter of fact, they brought him in because he was tied in with a lot of the searches for the Yeti, as they call them. And, you know, they're aware of it. But we've also heard from game wardens that these things are migratory, that they migrate too. So it's not a big secret, but yet at the same time, it's a secret. And if you talk about it, they look at you and roll their eyes.
Yeah. Well, I think there's going to be a lot of eye rolling that's going to stop when they're confronted with this kind of stuff more and more. Wasn't it Augusto who had a wolf man walking around his place?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. And we've had them. We've had whatever this upright canine or wolves or coyotes or whatever. We've had them around this part where I live now, too, around Tallahena and these mountains here. So there's something really odd going on, and there's a lot of activity of creatures of some sort, paranormal or other than natural. We don't know, but hey, it's going on. And what, Stuart, what's kind of interesting to me, especially with the UFO activity that is really ramped up, normally this happens about the time there's some kind of crisis with Israel.
Yes. Yep. And it's kind of like the Mothman sightings down in Chicago. Remember Mount Pleasant, folks? That was actually made into a movie. Greer played in that. Not Stephen Greer, but Gere. Richard Gere was the star in that movie. And a lot of weird events took place before that Mount Pleasant bridge collapsed and killed all those people. And remember, Chuck Youngbrandt had the vision, and others like Red Elk had the vision of Chicago being wiped out with a huge tsunami from a huge earthquake, and that would probably be connected directly into the New Madrid fault line zone. A lot, they're finding all these new faults all the time, which proves to you they really don't know much about the North American plate or where the real fault lines are located or who's going to trigger what. So don't be surprised, because NOAA said volcanic activity would be in places you never even knew there were volcanoes. Earthquakes would happen in places never known for earthquakes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's another paranormal sighting. A couple of weeks ago, I was eating dinner and was staring out at the farm. She was obviously in the house. Maybe 20 minutes until nightfall, I saw what looked like a really tall, gray version of Gumby walk out of the tree line, take two really large lunges, and then it disappeared back into the tree line. It was much too tall to be a person. The next night at the same time, the exact same thing happened, except my parents were with me. I asked them if they saw that, and they said, "Saw what?" Then it happened again the third night. So either my body is giving me random hallucinations in sync with my body's time clock, or there's something weird, slender, gummy demon living on the farm behind my house. Well, folks, this is all the paranormal is beginning. Red Elk worded it this way: the veil is thinning. And that means,
sure,
we're going to start seeing stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, you know, you've got a couple of friends that have a little ranch, I'll put it that way, close to me over here. And remember,
yes,
they have behind their, on their property there, a place where you can hear people on the other side of some type of veil. They can hear,
yes,
them, but they simply can't see them. It's like they're in another dimension. And also at the same location and around their home, they have visitations quite often of Bigfoot coming around and smelling. And so it's not new, but it seems to be ramping up everywhere.
Yeah, I can remember one time I was out, I think I was going to the studio or something, and I heard music playing in the field. So I thought, well, I better go out and find out who's out there. So I go out to where the music is playing, but there's absolutely nothing there. But the music was playing very loud and clear. I mean, you could hear it, like, you know, it was one of those music boxes right beside you. But there was absolutely nothing there. Now, what was that? Was it a portal of some type? Was it just a thinning of the veil? Folks, we have no idea the universe we live in. We really don't. Science has already proved we live in a multiverse, and the universe we live in is just one part of a multiverse Unfortunately, our universe is locked down by the second law of thermodynamics, and so nobody escapes here. Well, a few do, but not very many. What else you got, Larry, in the paranormal realm of things? Anything?
Well, I was also thinking about, you know, the more and more we're seeing and being reported these cosmodromes or whatever you want to call
yes.
them. You know, some people call them cylinders. I've seen those. And now
cosmospheres.
They're seeing them that are shaped like snakes in the sky.
Yeah. Dr. Peter Bader, he died a long time ago, but he said that when they went into Germany and they uncovered all kinds of blueprints and drawings of these huge anti-gravity mother ships, and they were dubbed cosmospheres, and they operate predominantly, they're freighters. You remember reading, probably, I don't know if you remembered or not, remember I sent you a copy of Danny Dougal?
Oh, yeah.
And the Lords
yeah,
of Mars.
Wonderful book. No kidding.
I know. We put it up for, you know, for people to read, and we got, I think two people had interest in it. So I just took it back down. Maybe it was ahead of time. But anyway, in that, I borrowed from Peter Bader and what I've learned about the cosmospheres, that they're actually freighters supplying moon bases, Mars bases, and who knows where else they actually go. But they are real, folks. I've seen two of them when I was on I-94, and I thought, well, I must be seeing things. They were just sitting there in the sky, huge, huge craft, maybe a mile long. They're absolutely huge, and they were way, way up in the atmosphere. And about 500 people in the state of Wisconsin saw the same thing I did. There were two of them. And we learned later that they were probably coming down from a major solar storm. So rather than ride it out in outer space, they just dropped down into the atmosphere and rode it out. So there is all kinds of this weird stuff going on. And you have no idea, folks, how far along, how far advanced we really are. And that's why it's hard to tell. Is it ours? Is it theirs? Or is it, you know, the Lord and his angels that are fighting with Satan and his angels? I think a lot of that spills over into our dimension, and we see it from time to time. It would be like if you were underneath a fish tank and somebody dropped a spoon or something into the water, you'd see a distorted view of it. And if you turned it a little bit, it would change its shape and it would look kind of weird. I know that's a strange explanation, but when it pierces into our dimension, that's probably exactly what it does. And that's why it vanishes all of a sudden. It just punches a hole in our dimension and it goes out. And what we're probably watching in a good share of this is angelic fighting back and forth. And, of course, surprise is planet Earth. This is a turf war between Jesus Christ and Satan. That's really all it is. And it's a battle for the souls of humanity. And that's also what it is. So you got a lot of things going on all at the same time. Probably better get into the Middle East. What is going on over there? It says Turkey violates ceasefire less than 24 hours after the Pence visit. What's happening over there?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Kind of fuzzy for a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, Turkey violates ceasefire less than 24 hours after the Pence visit. What's going on? What's your latest?
Well, it's pretty complicated, but apparently after Pence and Pompeo left Erdogan, and they had an agreement for what Erdogan was calling a pause. He actually said a 5-day pause so the Kurds could move out of the way. Just soon as Pompeo left and went to Israel to visit with Netanyahu, they begin their bombing campaign again. And what's odd is there's a number of reports coming out today. Number one of them is says that the UN says, here's a headline from Yahoo News, UN investigates possible chemical weapons attack by the Turk army on the Kurds and Syrians in Syria. And at the same time, apparently there's another report from Debkafile and Koenig information that they may be bombing the Kurds with a, you know, a phosphorus. It's a banned chemical weapon, you know. And it really made me wonder, because, you know, a lot of times, Stuart, we don't know what the truth is. You know, if there's a false flag going on, we don't really know what the truth is. And, you know, Hal Turner, and I never could vet it, but Hal Turner, about a month ago, remember, I brought up the fact that he had posted that he had intel from inside Syria that the Syrians had given the Kurds some chemical weapons to use for some type of incident. And I was almost wondering, of course, using my conspiratorial mind, I wonder if the Kurds use that and are blaming it on the Turk army. What do you think?
Well, that's the problem. You really don't know. If they're eliciting, you know, support, then you might do that. But, boy, I mean, I tell you what, folks, you're only book in the entire world that tells you the truth is the Bible. And if you know who the players are, then you kind of can figure out what's going on. And deception is the keynote of the latter days. And liars upon liars upon liars. And so, like Larry just said, how do you know? And basically, how do you even vet it? But I did see some reports that it says here, despite the agreement to halt the fighting, air and artillery attacks are continuing to target the positions of fighters, civilian settlements, and the hospital in the battleground border town of Ras El Ain, I guess, spokesperson for the Syrian Democratic Forces. So anyway, what was this deal when he went to Israel?
Well, that's really strange, too, Stuart. The interesting part of that is the fact that, let's see, I was hunting for my notes here. I got it from Koenig International News, Bill Koenig, and he was reporting, here it is, here's the headline, and it's really strange. It's two parts. Number one, Pompeo visits Israel as fighting between Turks and Kurds continue, and also Pompeo has announced that Israel has the right to act in Syria, plus the U.S. will stop Iran. What do you think of that headline?
So the green light has been given by Trump. Go ahead, hit Syria anywhere you want. Obviously, to take out Iran, their bases and whatnot. But this little remark that we are going to take care of Iran, that almost sounds like this war is all pre-planned and ready to go. They're just waiting for the opportune time to do it.
Yeah, and I did
now,
see a very... I was just going to add to that. Because it's news, but it's not news. Most of the news is not being given to the American people, but I saw the report that there's a marine amphibious unit also on the way that contains troops and 13 F-35 stealth fighters. And those are the kind, Stuart, that lift straight up off the deck.
Yes.
So
yep.
We're going into something over there because we've got way too much stuff going that way or over there already.
Yeah, and seems like we keep just streaming in more troops, a little bit here, a little bit there, and I doubt if we know. And is our Navy carrier groups, where are they? Are they still over there? I haven't heard much about that.
No, all of that, since the Trump mania is going on, it's you know, where those are is kind of like smoke. You're really not sure exactly.
Anyway, here's something that Reverend Bishop Fulton J. Sheen had to say. The essence of the devil is the lie, and he defines himself as, I am who I am not. Lucifer has very little trouble with those who do not believe in him. They are already on his side. I thought that was very well put. What else do we have? There's a lot of interesting stuff going on.
I thought you might want to review again that Barry Rothman asteroid threat code.
Oh, yes.
And something I thought about, you know, we've got this coming up, but, you know, at the same time I was thinking about that today, I remembered that Red Elk and Ed Dames both saw something approaching our atmosphere, remember? Something,
yes.
And Red Elk said he thought it was the moon at first, but then it wasn't the moon. And Ed Dames said something comes in, and remember that's during a time of fighting in the Middle East?
Yes.
I thought of that. But you might look at that again because Rome is now in that new matrix.
Yeah, the first one said 12 Elu, September 1, 2020, day of their calamity, close to a side or B-side threat. Sound the alarm with the trumpets. Impact the earth. Space. Target sky. Aim for heavens for their nations. Now, we went over this a little bit on, I think it was the last program we did. But that, to me, sounds like they think it's a close call, but it isn't. It actually impacts the earth, and they try to stop it. They try to shoot something at it, and the nation, all the nations are involved in that, and it doesn't evidently work. And then his next matrix that he's completed, I don't know if this is even complete, he adds in Rome. So target sky, air for heaven. Maybe they know where the, you know, they usually can tell you if they have enough time exactly where a comet impact will be. And speaking about a comet impact, I was reading something about Wisconsin and a huge fire that in Wisconsin years ago. And it took place the same day that the Chicago fire took place. Remember the Chicago fire?
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago?
Yeah.
Wiped out a good share of Chicago?
Yeah.
Now they think it was a meteor.
Oh.
And I'll bet you that the fire that took place in Wisconsin was also part or a split off from a major asteroid, a meteor event that took place. So these impact events, you probably watched, everybody has probably seen Deep Impact or Armageddon with Bruce Willis. And
oh, yeah.
Deep Impact was a more realistic movie, I thought. But they do try, in the Book of the Colburn, prophetically does say that when the destroyer and its entourage, and I think this is what's going on, we're beginning to see all the space debris surrounding the destroyer is actually coming now into our system. And they do try to launch something to stop it. So this is kind of interesting that would show up actually in the codes and that Rome would be the target, which might be a message from the Lord what he thinks about Rome. But who knows? You know? But that's interesting, Larry. I'm glad you brought that up. Here's a headline that should make every American just livid with rage. Pelosi, the voters are not going to decide the impeachment issue. Isn't that something? The arrogance of this lady, if you want to call her that, the American people were not going to decide if President Donald Trump should be impeached. We are going to do this, she says. I keep saying to people, impeachment is about the truth and the Constitution of the United States. What an absolute diabolical, satanic liar. They're the ones who are destroying the Constitution, and they're using the Constitution to do it. Any other issues that you have, disapproving of the way the president has dealt with Syria, whatever the subject is, reluctance, cowardice to do something about gun violence, the cruelty of not wanting to help our dreamers and transgender people, the denial about the climate crisis we face, the list goes on. That's about the election. That has nothing to do with what happens in terms of our oath of office to protect and defend the Constitution. So, you people out there listening, it's none of your business, Nancy is telling you. We're going to do whatever we want to do with Trump, and you don't have anything to say about it at all. That is the arrogance of Satan. Total and complete arrogance. Amazing.
Well,
what do you think about that, Larry? I mean, that to me is just incredible statement coming from her.
Well, a complete liar. And like I said, it's like they crossed a line mentally. They can't turn back now. And they can't let the American people stop them now. They got to go all the way, Stuart. That's how dangerous this is. And as a matter of fact, maybe the American people are not going to stop them. But you know what? The one that might stop them is the one that sent him. I'll put it that way. If he's a Cyrus figure, then somebody sent Cyrus biblically. Well, if they did Trump the same way, then, yeah, there is somebody out there that can stop Nancy Pelosi or anybody else. And matter of fact, Augusto Perez, and I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but he said on the show today when we were talking, people can go back and listen to his show, he was saying that he thought the death of the leader of that Intel committee, what's his name?
I know who you mean. He was deep state communist, too.
Yeah, and he absolutely hates Trump, totally.
Yes.
You know, and anyway, he just recently passed away, suddenly.
Yep.
And Augusto said, I think that was a sign.
Yeah, it might be a warning. As I've said before, as long as Donald Trump's hand, the Lord's hand is on Donald Trump, like him, hate him, don't trust him, whatever, doesn't matter. If the Lord's hand is on Donald Trump to do the agenda of the Lord, nobody can touch him. Try as they might, they cannot touch him. And the whole thing can backfire. But if the Lord lifts his hand for whatever reason, maybe Trump is not going to do what the Lord wants, then he will lift his hand. And that'll be the end of Donald Trump. It's no different than anybody, I guess, from that perspective. But we are watching Rules for Radicals by Saul D. Alinsky. And this is what he told a reporter just before he died, just so you know where Rules for Radicals came from, which is the overthrow of the United States by communists. If there is an afterlife, he told a reporter, and I have anything to say about it, I will unreservedly choose to go to hell. Man, what an idiot. What an idiot.
I think he's probably going to be successful.
I think he did go there, yep. He's dead now. People, the Matrix is real, and we are in a mid-range frequency range. And when you die, if you don't settle this question, this is why Jesus came into the world, was to rescue people out of the Matrix. And if you don't partake of that, you go to a much lower frequency realm. And it's very, very interesting if you go into the emotional frequencies, how the lower frequencies are ones of really nasty emotional states. And it all bears itself out scientifically as well. And I guess that's why the Lord says nobody has any excuse. So I guess that's where we are. Any final word, Larry?
Yeah, I was just going to say the last two campaign meetings that Trump has had, which was the last one was in Dallas, he continually brings up Abraham Lincoln. And in the one, I think last night, he was talking about Abraham Lincoln's hat. He says he wears a cap, but Lincoln wears a hat like none other. And I think, Stuart, him bringing up Lincoln over and over, that's a clue. We may be going to a civil war.
Yep, I think you're right. Well, anyway, folks, thanks a lot for listening. Take care of yourselves. Heads up. And we'll be back on if we need be quickly, if there's an emergency. Anyway, take care. Thanks a lot, Larry.